presents Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Deanne Hart in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, we welcome today to represent the ladies for the first time, Deanne Hart. I'm sure she's going to do jolly well against these three tough exponents of the game. And once more, I'm going to ask them all to try and speak if they can for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject in any way at all. And according to how well they do this, they will gain points or otherwise. Anyway, let us begin with Clement Freud, and the subject, Clement, is astrology. Can you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Astrology is the knowledge of stars and the belief in signs of the zodiac, of which I don't really approve, because every now and then people come up to me and say, when were you born? And I say the 24th of April, to which they reply, this means you are a Taurus, a bull, boorish, difficult, talented, brilliant, amazing, fantastic, realistic, and I'm afraid...
Deanne Hart, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
He isn't.
In this game, I hate to judge on people's personality or character. Sorry, Deanne, a very clever try. It means that Clement Freud has a point, and he continues with the subject with 33 seconds left for astrology, starting now.
Most newspapers have a column which is entitled Your Stars, and have a tame astrologer who tells people what is going to happen to them on this day, week, month, or even year. For instance, if you were born under the sign of Geminis, the twins, they predict...
Derek Nimmer, why do you chant?
Repetition, twins.
That's one of those occasions when I definitely award a bonus point for cleverness, but actually within the rules of the game, it doesn't really count. So Clement continues with the subject, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
You are likely to meet a tall, dark, bald stranger who is probably wearing a wig and will accost you and promise you great riches and some travel. This is the sort of thing which...
When the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud. He's at this moment being congratulated by the person he sits next to, Kenneth Williams. At the end of that round, Clement has a lead of one over all the others. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round? The subject is common sense. Can you talk common sense? For just a minute, starting now.
I have more of it than most people, and I think it manifests itself in valuation. Now, for instance, if you are offered something which patently, obviously, it's not worth the price. If you have common sense, you reject it. You would see.
Derek Nimmer, why are you challenged?
Well, hesitation and deviation.
Hesitation, I agree. Derek, that means you get a point and you take over the subject, and there are 34 seconds left for common sense, starting now.
Now, every time I go to Wimbledon Common, I can sense it. Now, how I manage to do this is I stand on the road opposite to the right-hand fork which leans round the two ponds behind the fir trees, and I say to myself, there is a smell of conifers in the air. That means...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. We're not talking about common sense.
I think that Derek was making out a very good case for having a sense about a common on which he was walking, and he had a very good sense that he was on Wimbledon Common. I got that picture. I'm sorry you didn't, so all I can say is Derek has another point, and there are 18 seconds left for common sense, starting now.
Common sense and plain speaking tend to go hand in glove and mouth to tongue. I do think that this is what this nation needs more of. If there was less plug...
Derek, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is frightening people. 60 seconds, starting now.
I suppose the most frightening person I've ever met is Clement Freud. I mean, you just have to look across at him, that awful grey, matted beard, filled with old bits of soup and carrot, and all down his horrible, filthy face. I mean, can you imagine facing a child with a sight like that? I mean, on a Sunday afternoon, staring perhaps across Hampstead Court. And then you would see...
Yes, I've never been to Hampton Court.
We've only got your word for it. How do I judge?
I should imagine.
Yes, he imagined him in Hampton Court. So, Cleric Nimmer has another point, and there are 36 seconds left for frightening people starting now.
The best way of frightening people, really, is to put a big sheet over your head.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He said the best way of frightening people. I mean, he
established that you were the best way to frighten someone. All right. To be fair now, as I wasn't sure before, I give you the benefit of the doubt and give you a point, and there are 33 seconds left for frightening people starting now.
Some of the most frightening people I have come across work in the theatre, especially in the musical branch of that profession, where they race after this performance, invariably asking me to give them a lift to the stage door.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Deviation. I never ask for a lift. He always offers me a lift so he can show off his new car.
To be perfectly fair, Derek, Clement had not established it was you he was giving a lift to, so I must be fair within the rules of the game and say Clement Freud has another point. 17 seconds left for frightening people, starting now.
There's also Derek Nimmo, who I find most frightening.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Repetition, I'm sure I was mentioned before.
I just said you, he didn't mention
before. No,
but
I still think he did, Julie.
But still,
I think he did.
Anyway, all that happens is that Clement has another point. Frightening people, Clement, 14 seconds, starting now.
With bristling toupee, loose false teeth, snapping.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave, it's real.
I'm talking about frightening people.
You see, this is the wicked thing of this,
Derek Nimmer.
He didn't. He said last time, Derek Nimmer, he started off again in quite a different tack about toupees and frightening people. So I must, within the rules of the game, say Clement has another point, and there are 11 seconds left for frightening people starting now.
Alsatians, goats, and chipmunks are among animals that frighten people particularly, although I know a woman in Llandudno who is frightened by sheep.
Well, at the end of that round, as you can well imagine, that Clement Freud has taken a small lead over Derek. I do think Derek's having very bad luck, but the way the game's constructed, I feel I can't do anything else. Deanne Hart, will you begin the next round? The subject, very aptly for you, that Ian has chosen is feminists. Will you speak, and I'm sure you can, on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, feminist is a word that men always look at me and say, oh, you're a feminist, in a rather snide way, as though one is proud of it. And after all, why shouldn't one be proud of it? I mean, I can hardly be proud of being a man.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
Too much pride.
I'm afraid you did have a bit. Three times. 45 seconds left for you, Derek, on feminists starting now.
I always think of feminists as those big ladies that wander around in boots, tying themselves to railings, with bowler hats on and smoking pipes. They are the sort of people who always are going up with Mrs. Pangborn. I'm on the wrong station, I think.
Deviation.
Just
she never went to the Isle of Wight.
So, Clement, you have a point, and there are 33 seconds left for feminists starting now.
I'm really in favour of feminists because they support women who are the best other sex that we have, and I would like to go along with that very much. There was a movement, I admit, about which my colleague, Mr. Nimmer, was trying unsuccessfully to cast our minds, in which...
Deanne, why have you challenged?
Well, he's talking about Derek Nimmer, which is not feminist, I hope.
It's a very clever challenge, Jan, but I think he had established that Derek Nimmer was trying to cast our mind in that direction. I will give you a bonus point for cleverness, Deanne, and leave the subject with Clement, feminists, 7 seconds, starting now.
One of the most audacious attempts to bring this problem to the minds of the public was when a woman ran onto the racecourse at Epsom during the running of the Derby.
Very sad note. Did mean that Clement Freud had a point because he was speaking when the whistle went, and he now has a lead of 3 over all the others at the end of that round. Clement, it's your turn to begin the next round, and here's a lovely topical subject.
Oh, no.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Clement, can you talk about the Loch Ness Monster for 60 seconds, starting now?
I got into my small submarine, went down to a depth of 43 feet.
Daring number, why do chance?
Deviation. Put it to the audience where they've got the small submarine.
I don't need to put it to the audience.
Yes.
But I do believe that he hasn't got a small submarine, so Derek, I definitely award you a point. And
I don't want it, I don't want it.
50 seconds.
No, I don't want it.
For the Loch Ness Monster, Derek, starting now.
Well, there are all sorts of theories what really the Loch Ness Monster might be. I would like, of course, to think there really is a monster, and there may well be. A lot of people think it's beavers swimming tail to mouth.
Clement, why do you challenge?
Hesitation,
yes, there was. So his beaver's tail to mouth causes him to hesitate. And there are 40 seconds left for the Loch Ness Monster, Clement, starting now.
There was recently an American who commissioned a small naval craft which was submerged beneath the water. And in this, he attempted to find whether or not such an animal existed.
Kenneth, why do you
challenge? Deviation. The American didn't actually get into it. He arranged for other people to do so.
Kenneth.
The man who did so was an American.
Kenneth, I'm going to say that you have a point for that. And because we haven't heard enough from you about the Loch Ness Monster, and the others are not very keen on the subject, and there are 27 seconds left, starting now.
This, of course, has never been proved to exist. We are left with some very blurred, dreary old photographs. And some very wandering and garbled testimony from people who seem to me to be out of their minds after time. But there you are. Mythology, of course, springs up around strange incidents. And recently, when somebody's chimney caught the light next to me...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Well, he's talking about somebody's chimney that caught the light. Long way from Scotland.
Yes, I think that chimney was a bit far from the old monster, don't you? I think it would have very soon gone out, too, if it had been smoking. Derek, I give you a point and 1 second left for the Loch Ness Monster, starting now.
In the Book of Revolution.
As you can see, once again, if you're clever enough to get in just before the 60 seconds is up, you can always get an extra point. Derek has got two more, but he's still one behind Clement Freud, who is still in the lead. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Something that I know you can talk about extraordinarily well, Kenneth. The finest human qualities. Will you talk to us about that? For 60 seconds, starting now.
I can talk about them because I possess them. I would say the finest in the listing would have to be altruism. I think I am one of the most altruistic.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Ripped it.
No, I said altruism, and the second was altruistic.
Yes, he did.
Why don't you listen?
You didn't get it.
Actually, I'll tell you, Kenneth, he was listening so well, he anticipated the challenge, and he challenged you on altru.
Yes, that's
he
right.
He didn't get
did.
The tistic.
You see, that's yeah. right, what you said, Nick. You're right. Yes. Don't mind me saying, Nick.
No, what you said? You're liable to say anything at any time, so suddenly to apologise for saying Nick.
Well, I mean, the shortened version is a bit impertinent. One should say Nicholas, of course.
There are 45 seconds left for altru... No, they're not. 45 seconds left for the finest human qualities, starting now.
Then we would have to come to truth and goodness and beauty. Of course, I have all these three. It's an abundance, or, as some people would say, the embarrassment of riches. You see, I'm embarrassed by my own riches, don't you? I see that ain't on my word.
Yes, one person was hanging on your words, but we're all waiting to find out what Derek's challenge was, actually.
Well, I wouldn't deviate. I wouldn't dispute goodness and beauty, but I would dispute truth. I think he's not truthful.
So you think...
A little fibber.
That while you agree that Kenneth has many qualities and he has some in abundance, he hasn't got truth in abundance.
No.
He's prude in this game because we have to be very untruthful sometimes at playing this game. So it's a very clever challenge, Derek. I give you a point and 33 seconds left for the finest human qualities, starting now.
Of course, I think, really, this is one of the subjects which one shouldn't treat too lightly. It's so easy to...
Deanne Hart, why have you
challenged? Hesitation.
Yes, he'd got so slow he had almost hesitated, hadn't he? Playing the game a bit too sharply once more. So, Deanne, you have a point, and you have 27 seconds for the finest human qualities, starting now.
Well, I don't think I've ever met anybody with the finest human qualities. And the way Clay Froy is looking at me from over there, I don't think I'll live long enough.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviations. Why? Have nothing to do with finest human qualities.
You haven't got anything to do with the finest human qualities?
The way I'm looking at her has got nothing to do with fine human qualities.
It might have.
Well, you're so sexy, it put me off.
Oh, well, in that case, yes.
Before Deanne came out, I was going to say that she had actually endowed Clement with different human qualities, because we do believe he has some. So, Deanne, you have a point, and you have 17 seconds left for the finest human qualities, starting now.
But I live in hopes that one day I shall meet a gorgeous man who's tall and beautiful and...
Derek Nimley, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, there was. She got stuck on this chap. She got this image in her mind. She couldn't go any further.
Quite right.
Derek, you have another point, and 9 seconds left for the finest human qualities, starting now.
The finest human qualities set out very clearly in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, when he says, though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love.
The words of St. Paul there, quoted by Derek, means that as the whistle went, he gets another point, and he now has a lead of 2 at the end of that round. Over all the others, of course. Derek, will you begin the next round, keeping the peace? This is a subject I should talk about for 60 seconds, really, isn't it? Anyway, Derek, will you try, starting now?
Curious that you would ask me to speak about keeping the peace, because it reminds me of something which I'm not terribly proud of. A few months ago, I was staying at a house in Lincolnshire, and after dinner one evening, we sat down to play a game of chess. And I started off with an interesting game.
Cleanne, why have you chucked?
Repetition, he started off twice.
Yes, he did.
True.
Yes, he never got going at all, did he? 43 seconds for you, Deanne, on the subject of keeping the peace, starting now.
Well, there is a peace which people keep, which I think is absolutely disgusting. And somebody I know had a child who had one of these, and she called it a sucky blanket. Which apparently the child wouldn't go to bed without.
Derek, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Deanne, you've got to keep going, even, you know, the risk of repeating yourself, because otherwise you'll get had for hesitation. Derek, you have another point, and 23 seconds for keeping the peace, starting now.
The chessmen were of the finest ivory construction, inlaid with gold and mother of pearl. They had come from India and been brought by my friend's grandfather some little time before. When we started this interesting game, the funny thing happened was that I said check, and therefore I was able to take his queen's bishop.
Kenneth and his wife were challenged.
Well, it's totally devious. Nothing to do with keeping the peace.
Right then.
What happened was that I took the bishop, I put it into my pocket by mistake, and kept the peace.
Yeah, but you've taken such a long time to
change the story.
Yeah, but it took you so long to get there. It was utter devious on the way. So Kenneth has another point, and there are 3 seconds left for keeping the peace, Kenneth, starting now.
It is the duty, of course, of the police to keep the peace, and a marvellous job they do.
Well, as Kenneth was speaking when the whistle went, then he gains an extra point, and he's now in third place behind the other two. Derek is still leading. Deanne, will you begin the next round? The subject is serendipity. Can you talk on that strange subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I don't think I can talk about it at all, frankly. I think, as far as I remember, it's discovering something by accident and being very happy about it. Well, once I had a baby. That's not what was the serendipity about it. But I was offered a play, and I said to the specialist, may I go and rehearse next week? And he said, no, of course you can't. I mean, you've just had this baby. So I said, well, I can't pay you.
Clement, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Last there was. Yes, it was a repetition of the baby, too.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. And those who know that Deanne has actually repeated that process, she has 2 children. But anyway.
That was serendipity.
Well, well said, Deanne, well said. 30 seconds. Clement has another point. 30 seconds left for serendipity, Clement, starting now.
Serendipity is a quality which I have in abundance. You only have to see my family, my aunts and uncles, my loving mother, and my well-intentioned father, who used to beat me unmercifully when I was small. And
Deanne, why do you challenge?
Not serendipity if he was beating him.
No, it wasn't. No.
I'm a masochist.
Well, yes,
and
it
we've
was
already
then.
Established those wonderful human qualities that you had earlier on, so you can't be a masochist and have wonderful human qualities. So Deanne has another point, and there are 14 seconds left for serendipity starting now.
So anyway, this specialist let me go to work, but my tummy stuck out.
Clement, why do you challenge?
Hesitation,
unless your tummy was hesitating you. There are 10 seconds left for you, Clement, on serendipity starting now.
Three of us running down a beach in Suffolk once.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Repetition, three of them.
I think that's one occasion, and the audience agree. Would I give a bonus point for cleverness? Leave the subject with Clement. 8 seconds left, serendipity starting now.
And the sun shone, and a circus had moved into the nearest town, and the £10 note stuck on the roundabout.
In spite of that, Derek, you still have a lead at the end of that round. It's only one, but Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin again. Having a field day. You have one regularly in this show, Kenneth, so think about that thought and talk for 60 seconds on it, starting now.
Well, of course, one's mind automatically connects with fields when the expression is used, and I have done one or two things in fields, but none of which I would really recount with very much zest. On the other hand, camping has figured largely in my activities. And why remember when we had to do these outside latrines and erect mesh things all round, you see, so that people could do it without undue prodigality, as they say. And there we were, and the scalp.
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitated.
Yes, it's a full stop. Clement, you now take over the subject with 21 seconds left for having a field day starting now.
This is really one of my favorite ways of spending an afternoon. I run around touching a leg here, gripping an arm there, embracing a woman. Perhaps...
Kenneth, we invite you...
Deviation for a load of filth, isn't it? Feeling ladies' legs, honey.
That's the subject.
What?
Field day. Feeling people's legs.
Field day.
The idea of you, Clement, running around touching
a field
a leg.
Day.
Well, I haven't come along yet to listen to things like that.
So at the end, having had all that touching, you say, I'm really filled today. So what do we do? It's a very clever interpretation of the word, isn't it? I have to play the game. So Clement Freud has another point, and 6 seconds for having a field day starting now.
With my hand stroking the small of her back, and her hand touching...
Derek Nimmer, why...
Brody, I'm just absolutely disgusted. Can't let him go on stroking small backs.
Absolutely agree, Derek.
Filth up and down the legs and everywhere he's been.
We cannot let him go on any longer. All right.
Can I go and sit beside him then?
No, you can't. He's already booked.
He's already got Kenneth Williams beside him. We can't go on any further with Clement Freud's feeling days. So, we have 1 second left for you, Derek, on having a field day starting now.
Having a field day.
We, alas, have come to the end of Just a Minute. It's alas because perhaps we should have finished on a rather more note of better tone. But let me tell you the result. Deanne Hart was just in fourth place, just behind Kenneth Williams was in third place. Derek Nimmer was way ahead of them both in second place. And Clement Freud's activities in that field, which we do not wish to dwell any further upon, gave him a lead at the end of the last round and makes him the winner this week. Clement Freud. I do hope the audience here, in the nicest sense of the word, have a field day. And we hope the listeners may have had a field day listening to the show. From all of us here, goodbye.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.